This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. In the United States, there are increasing efforts to privatize the nation's schools. Just recently, the efforts have been amplified by President Donald Trump's appointment of Federal Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who has been attacking the public school system and pushing programs such as school vouchers and charter schools. The voucher programs are heralded by the right wing as a way of enabling the free market in education, as parents can use voucher money to spend on profit-making private charter schools. Standing in the way of this strategy are the nation's teachers and their unions. One of the battlegrounds in the privatization fight is in Texas, where right-wing Tea Party legislators are planning to defund teacher unions by canceling automatic payroll dues checkoffs. I talked to Louis Malferro about the situation in Texas. Mr. Malferro is the president of the Texan branch of the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT. A note, in the United States, blue signifies progressive, red means right-wing. Mr. Malferro.
Texas, despite its reputation as being a red state and being highly conservative, is actually, when you look at state government, you know, there are really three political parties. There are the Democrats, there are the Republicans, and then there are the crazies. And for a long time, the Democrats and the Republicans have sort of had a, you know, an understanding that, you know, Texas would be a lower tax state, a lower regulation state. But in other areas, like in public education, Texas has made investments in both K-12 and higher education and has stayed away from the privatization of public schools. So there are no private school voucher programs. We've successfully, through a coalition of both moderate Republicans and Democrats, been able to block that kind of stuff. Well, we have a Tea Party lieutenant governor now and a Tea Party Senate that wants to ram through a radical agenda that includes massive privatization of public education. And it's unpopular publicly, and it's unpopular with members of the Texas House. And leading the charge against privatization has always been the teachers' union. And so last session, you know, this bill percolated up that would have taken away public school educators' rights to pay their union dues through payroll deduction. And it came late in the session, and, you know, we were able to, you know, through a massive mobilization of members, but also through relationships built with moderate members of both political parties, we were able to defeat it. Well, this year, it's coming as a vanguard premier issue of the Tea Party lieutenant governor. And in private meetings, where we've had not only our representatives, but police and fire unions, who interestingly are exempted from the bill, they would continue to be able to pay their dues as they do now through, you know, payroll deduction. What we've been told is, well, we took the police and the firefighters out because we don't have any beef with them, but we have a beef with you teachers. You keep blocking our efforts to privatize public education. And so there's a real, you know, there's a nexus here between what they're trying to do, which is shut us up politically, because they, you know, they've been unsuccessful at moving one of their primary agendas, which is the mass privatization of the public school system in this state. Now, the other thing that happened is that this sort of became a litmus test for the far right wing of the Republican Party, and they attempted to defeat a number of more moderate Republicans last year in the Republican primary. And in many cases, teachers and prison guards and police officers and firefighters and other public workers came to the defense of more moderate Republicans and helped them either hold seats or gain seats. So that coalition remains strong in the Texas House. And we're counting on that as a bulwark against this law passing.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.